4. Displaying and promoting samples.
Useful sentences.
1. I've walked around the fair and I'm attracted by your display.
2. Could you let me have some more information on your product lines?
3. Pleased to be of any help to you.
4. Our company specializes in making better quality office furniture and equipment.
5. We also undertake from abroad decoration projects.
6. Before I make a decision, I should know more about your corporation.
7. Could you give me some materials about your corporation?
8. From these publicity brochures, you can get a general idea of our business activities.
9. We have a wide range of prices.
10. Let us have your specific inquiries.
11. We'll make you the offer.
12. You're always welcome, and we assure you of our best cooperation.
13. According to our experience, these handicrafts can find a ready market in Japan.
14. We can discuss further details when you have a thorough knowledge of the marketing possibility of our products.
15. According to your estimate, what is the maximum annual turnover you could fulfill?
16. They talked over at great length the matter of how to increase the sale of your products.
17. Please furnish us with more information from time to time so that we may find outlets for our stationery.
18. We are sure that you can sell more of this according to the marketing conditions at your end.
19.
We all understand that Chinese slippers are very popular in your market on account of their superior quality and competitive price.
20. Your t-shirt can find a ready market in the eastern part of our country.
21. This product has been a bestseller for nearly 1 year.
22. Our demand for this product is steadily on the increase.
23. One of the real pluses of this product is that it is of very high quality and of compact size.
24. Could I have your latest catalog or something that tells me about your company?
25. Would it be possible for me to have a closer look at your samples?
26. No one can match for us so far as quality is concerned. Fashion conversation. Conversation 1.
Good afternoon. I am Mr. Ben, the import manager of Atlantic Industries Limited, Sydney, Australia. This is my card.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ben. My name is Anderson, manager of the sales department.
Nice to see you, Mrs. Anderson.
Nice to see you too, Mr. Ben. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
What would you like? Tea or coffee?
I'd prefer coffee, if you don't mind.
Is this your first trip to the fair, Mr. Ben?
No, it's the fourth time.
Good. Is there anything you find changed about the fair?
Yes, a great deal. The business scope has been broadened, and there are more visitors than ever before.
Really, Mr. Ben? Did you find anything interesting?
Oh, yes, quite a bit. But we are especially interested in your products.
We are glad to hear that. What items are you particularly interested in?
Women's dresses. They are fashionable and suit Australian women well, too. If they are of high quality and the prices are reasonable, we'll purchase large quantities of them. Will you please quote us a price?
All right.
Conversation 2. Good morning. My name is Alfred Bill. I come from Nigeria.
It is a great pleasure to meet you. My name is Zhang Hua.
Pleased to meet you too, ma'am. Here is my business card.
Thank you.
Have you ever been to the Chinese Export Commodities Fair in Guangzhou before?
No, this is my first visit to the fair. Everything is new to me.
The fair is a big gathering. Tens of thousands of foreign businessmen from more than 150 countries and regions are here to trade with China.
I am excited to be a part of this.
There are exhibition halls in the fair where new products are on display.
Yes. When I entered the main hall, I saw many beautiful textiles and light industry products on show. They were very attractive. Could we go see the show now?
Of course, let's go.
Rattling off.
The trouble with the profit system has always been that it was highly unprofitable to most people. E.B. White, American writer.
A certain amount of care or pain or trouble is necessary for every man at all times. A ship without a ballast is unstable and will not go straight. Arthur Schopenhauer, German philosopher.